be a billionaire, like I don't really care. I'ma be a billionaire, like really care. I'ma be a trillionaire.
Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast with your host, Adam Roach.
Welcome back, everybody, to the I Love Recruiting Podcast. I am your host, Adam Roach, and today's episode, well, it's hunting season, gang. It is hunting season if you are in the recruiting world, which means the fourth quarter is hunting season. Yes, we are 21 days into hunting season. I hope you have your license ready, and I hope you are ready to recruit. Before I dive into that, though, I want to share with you a massive success that we had at the I Love Recruiting Company. This past week, we held our first ever, our first annual, the I Love Recruiting Business Planning Clinic. And we took all of our clients that we currently have right now. We invited them down here to Charleston, South Carolina. And for one full day, last Friday, we went from 8:30 until 4 inside of a business planning clinic. We had five separate speakers come in. We wrote goals for next year. We did all kinds of fun things. And then we went to hot yoga at 4:30. And then we went and had dinner together. We had 10 different states represented. And I cannot wait to invite you to the next second annual business planning clinic. Actually, I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a business planning clinic and then a mid-year review and masterminds in between. Super, super excited for that. So be on the lookout for those invites. Let's go into hunting season. It is hunting season right now, everybody. When I was a recruiter, I wanted hunting season to be every single day. I wanted it to be every single month. And what I found was, if you're an agent and you're listening to this, I mean this with all due respect, they think that they should switch companies in the fourth quarter. Why? Well, there's many different reasons why. However, the one that I ascertained from all of my years of being a recruiter was they think that they need to start the year at a new company, and the fourth quarter is the best time to make a transition if they're going to be making a transition. It is what it is, gang. I don't write these rules. I don't know what they're thinking. However, that was from my experience. So what do? How do we go hunting? Well, let's talk about the mindset first of the individual that you're recruiting. They're thinking their year's winding down. They're thinking that they're finished with the year. It's October 21st. And that's when I'm recording this, by the way. And they're slowing down, right? They're slowing down. If they're good agents, they're reflecting on their year. And they are going into a hibernation of sorts, right? And if you think about it, this is, in their mind, the best time to change because business is slowing down. They're maybe not taking as many listings as they had been in the past. Their buyer pond is starting to diminish because people are stopping buying properties right now. So they're thinking, well, maybe I'll go out and look to see what that company offers or that company offers, or maybe not do anything. I'll tell you though, the ones that don't do anything, they don't do anything because they're not provoked by you. You need to provoke them. You need to be in front of them right now. I am not a hunter in the true sense of a hunter. However, I can only imagine what a hunter does when someone goes out and hunts deer or hunts duck. Do you hunt duck? I think you do. They set out decoys, right? They set out scents. I grew up in Indiana, so I do have some friends that used to go hunting, and they would tell me they were going deer hunting. They'd set up their stand, I think high in a tree stand, and they would go out, and sometimes they put some scents out somewhere, and then they would put other deers out, or if they're out hunting for duck, they put other ducks in the water. Gang, you're recruiting. You've got to do the exact same thing right now in this hunting season. You've got to get in front of these ducks. You've got to get in front of these deer that you are looking to recruit. And how do you do that? In my approach, this is what I used to do. Every start of the fourth quarter, I would go ahead and I would send a letter, usually a handwritten letter, to my entire pond. Did this take time? Yeah, it did. Is my handwriting the best? No, not really. However, at the end of the day, a handwritten letter goes a lot further than a simple form-filled letter. So what do we put in this letter? You take your script, right? The script is, Bob Smith, I've been watching your numbers all year and I simply wanted to send you a note that said, congratulations. Now, that's the start of this script. You can add anything you want after that, but I love that that was how simple, I actually learned it. Someone taught me a long time ago to keep the intro. I've been watching your numbers throughout the year and I simply wanted to send you a card or a letter or whatever it is and say, congratulations, exclamation point. Just do one, don't do five, just do one. The next sentence down would say something like this. And again, this is where you can change it up. I don't know your company's model as well as I know my own. And in my model, you would have made X number of dollars. Now, sometimes money isn't the motivator. However, if someone sees that they would have made $200,000 at your company versus $125,000 at their company, you might pique their interest. I always led with dollars. And so this is what I would say. Had you have been with my company, you would have made X number of dollars. A few years, I went ahead and made some fake bills, not counterfeit. So if the government, if you're listening, no, I didn't make counterfeit dollars. I just made some silly little bills and they had my picture right in the middle. And then I put a denomination of how much they would have made with our company and where the dollar signs would have been, right? So then I put after that, so it goes like this. Hey, Bob Smith, just want to let you know that I've been watching your numbers all year and simply wanted to say congratulations. I don't know your company's model as well as I know my own. And had you have been with us for this calendar year of 2020, you would have made $400,000, exclamation point. Put a picture of a check in there. And then the closing goes like this. Do not ask for them to contact you. Don't do it. Why? Because they're not going to. Now, you might pique their interest, and sure, they may reach out to you, and I hope they do. In my experience, they never did, okay? So what I always wrote at the bottom of the card was, I will be reaching out to you over the next several weeks, setting the expectation, next several weeks to get a hold of you. I will call you next week. Have a great day. Period. That's how I'd leave it. That's it. So it was the intro. Congratulations. It was the middle. You would have made this much money. And it was the end. I setting the expectation that I was going to follow up with you. Put that in the mail, send that puppy, and wait 3 to 4 days. Now, I would always do it at the end of the week, right? End of the week meaning Thursday. So you had Thursday mail, Friday mail, Saturday mail. And if it was late, it got there on Monday. Now, that next week, I am calling that individual. Here's what it looks like. Hey, Bob Smith, because you're probably going to get their voicemail. Just wanted to ensure that you received my letter in the mail. If you didn't, great. It should be there today. And if you did, I'd love to have a conversation with you as I'm looking to get to meet you and know you, whatever you want to say there, right? I will follow up with you in a day or two with a text message. Okay, see what we did there. We set the expectation, gang. You have to set the expectation.
This episode of the I Love Recruiting podcast is being brought to you by Recruiting Bridge. Recruiting Bridge has been the trusted global recruiting platform inside of Keller Williams for the last 6 years. Are you an agent looking to grow your profit share or a team leader looking to grow your market center? Recruiting Bridge is the answer. Over the last 6 years, Recruiting Bridge has helped Keller Williams Realty grow by nearly 100,000 agents. Go to recruitingbridge.com and start your 60-day free trial today. Recruitingbridge.com.
In that voice message, you set the expectation. You set the expectation that I'm going to be following up with you with a text message. The text message looks just like this. Hey, Bob Smith, I trust by now you received my letter and my voicemail looking to get a hold of you. Are you available tomorrow at 3 o'clock or the next day at 3 o'clock for a quick little meeting? Question mark. set the expectation. I will follow up early next week with a phone call. Gang, it's hunting season right now. These agents are potentially thinking about changing companies and you are piquing their interest. So do not get soft on me right now. You've got to get aggressive. You've got to be persistent. You've got to stay in front of them if you want to have any chance at recruiting them, period. Okay. Or how about this? Maybe you don't recruit them in the fourth quarter. Maybe you set yourself up for massive success in the first quarter with a big old pipeline that you can follow up with. Now, though, is the time to go ahead and be a little assertive, be a little aggressive. If that is not your nature, okay, great. Change it. Change it, because, gang, this is hunting season. So that was a super duper simple system. Now, the key with this is make sure that you have a CRM of sorts that you can track all of this progress. Yes, shameless plug, use Recruiting Bridge, use Exceed, go to iloverecruiting.com and go check out our platforms for recruiting because this is hunting season. So let's go back. Let's give a quick little download here. What do? It's hunting season, gang. Number one, we need to know our pond. Know the pond that you're going after. Know the pond that you actually are recruiting to. Number two, step number two, write them a handwritten note. Congratulate them, meat and potatoes of it, and then a expectation setting closing. Do not ask them to contact you because they're not going to contact you. The next is the fortune, right? The fortune's in the follow-up. Follow-up, follow-up, follow-up. I was taught, Adam, you stop following up when they die, okay? So keep the follow-up going until they send you a restraining order. This gang is recruiting. Now, the end of the day, all you're looking to do is get in front of them, right? When you get in front of them, what do you do? It's very simple. You go through the 26 questions of the needs analysis, the relationship building needs analysis that I've created. If you want that list, go to iloverecruiting.com, put in your name right there. We'll shoot that over to you and you will get that and use that. Gang, when you get in front of them, go listen to past podcasts. You are a gap creator and a value provider, not a problem solver. Don't solve their problems specifically right now. So gang, that is all I have for you for hunting season. Go to iloverecruiting.com. Go give us your name and contact information. We will send over those 26 questions. Also, go join us on our Facebook group. It's called The Art of Recruiting, TAO Recruiting. TAO Recruiting is where we are. I think we're approaching 400 members in there. We've got great, great dialogue going on. Great connecting all over the country. It's really, really good. And I'm getting ready to do a whiteboard session in there, probably in the next week or so, of a course that I'm building. I'm looking for it here in front of me. I don't have it in front of me. I'm starting to build a recruiting course and I would love to have your feedback. So I'm probably going to do a whiteboard session coming up in the next week. I'd love for you to be a part of that and be included. So go to The Art of Recruiting on Facebook. Go join us. We'll let you in. Outside of that, that's all I have for you. Happy hunting season, everybody. Go get after it. My name is Adam Roach, and I am your podcast host. Take care. See you. Bye.